Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy Wednesday. Every time I hear that, I feel like I want to run out on stage and I get all pumped and excited. Oh, thank goodness for Big Sis Media. Tamika Jones over there doing amazing things. I recall I was ready for a new intro and I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to swap out and do something different, hear something different. So shout out to Big Sis Media. I'm going to go ahead and plug Big Sis Media and support your independent and small business content, social media creators. I mean, anything and everything you want done. I am definitely supporting Big Sis Media. So I'm going to tag Big Sis Media right here in the comments. All right. So it's Wednesday. There has been a lot happening. Okay. Before I do that, let me do this real quick, real hair. So boom. So shout out to Big Sis Media for our social media intro and outro on our vodcast or podcast show in our video. Just putting great things together. If you want websites done, I saw you share the page and, you know, like it. And I'm like, you know, I gotta give you a shout out because you have helped our show look much more to the time, right? Much more current. Because if you look at some of the old episodes when I started Ready, Set, Real Estate, oh, you could just appreciate growth, right? Can you appreciate growth? You can appreciate growth. So if you've been following, listening, tuning in, we are what, 5 years strong? 5 years strong. So 2023, we started this in 2017, 6 years, 6 years on Ready, Set, Real Estate. And then I do want to, of course, do a retraction when I said we were like halfway on to 300. No, we are on episode 229. And today we'll be talking about what's up with Mr. Cooper. Remember that show, Hanging with Mr. Cooper? No, not Hanging with Mr. Cooper, but the mortgage servicer lender, Mr. Cooper, is under fire right now because... Stay tuned. I'll tell you why. Before I jump into that, let me make sure we're good to go. If you're new to the show, say hi, say hello, welcome. Make sure you press a one. Lets me know you're here. Press one down below. Press two. Lets me know you shared it. Really appreciate that. And let me see. A lot is happening in the real estate industry. I mean, a lot is happening. A lot of professionals. Like, are we still going to be employed in the by next quarter with these lawsuits just rolling left and right? Heads are rolling. The good news is, there was a headline I saw that said, if you are an extraordinary agent, real estate agent, and that comes with someone being not only transparent, but ethical, and you do good business, that you will reap in the profits. There's good profits, there's good business still to have earned in this industry, regardless of all the mess that's happening, right? It's one of those sayings, and I miss the cliche sayings, right? The chickens are coming home to roost, or however that saying goes, that's what's happening. If you tuned in last week on last week's episode, we talked about the antitrust lawsuits. It was called The Verdict is In, episode 228. Make sure you go check that out on our page. And let me bring this up here real quick, because if you have not tuned in, oh, this is like wanting me to sign in. It's like, are you sure you're you? Oh, I am. I am sure I am you. I am me. Okay, so I'm going to go to lasuperagent.com. Let me do this real quick. So I'm going to share, because some of you are like, well, Lisa, how do I keep up with you? What are you doing? What do you got going on? Tons of things. So you can go to the, here we go. You can go here to the lasuperagent.com. This will take you to the link tree. So let me go here. Go into comments. Boom. Check out, subscribe. Check out and subscribe. And follow at lasuperagent.com. Social media, I am at LA Super Agent on all social media. I just got a new phone, so I was not active on Instagram, I realized, since September. Why? Because my phone was maxed to the capacity. I had no more storage, maxed on the data. So I had to transfer like 2,800 pictures off of the phone, turn that in, get a new fancy gadget, which I absolutely am enjoying. I feel like this phone has been the missing component for real estate professionals. I know some people are like, ugh, no Android, but I got the Fold. And this bad boy here, listen, this here, oops, makes doing real estate business out in the field and everything we have to do a lot more easier. I can read my contracts. I'm not like Zooming. If I have to read an offer, I just boom, go here, right? And just be able to see it. That just, you know, my advice, this is my device, 3-in-1. I got a tablet, I got my business phone and my personal line, all in one. I'm a happy camper. I feel like I've evolved. So I feel like I'm evolving with the times, which is why we're under so much fire right now, because we're evolving with the time. So when you go to lasuperagent.com, I've got eBooks. I've got tons of things to sign up for. Got to take this off real quick. So that was passed, but if you want to catch the replay, you can, on how to undo a reverse mortgage, still ongoing conversation, 2023 real estate classes, get on the list, sign up. So when I do have the classes, you'll get that intro, you'll get that invite to sign up. We do have it online and we do have it in person. Right now, I've been on hold because some of you know that I'm in school. I'm in law school right now. So I've got to do my thing right now. Master teacher, master student. Master teacher, master student. So be patient with me as I continue to sharpen my iron so that I can sharpen yours. Of course, if you need a sell or buy, here's the client intake form. Submit a question to be answered on the live show. So some of you text, I'd love for you to use this feature. Because it gives you the cold disclaimer, like it's okay that we use the question, et cetera, et cetera. We may have to share some information. Of course, creative consultations are still happening. If you need a consult, especially as this market is pivoting, you're trying to figure out how to communicate value, what should you be doing? Let's schedule a time. I'm giving a great deal. If you say you heard it from the podcast, I will knock off 10%. Hold me to that, okay? If you sign up for a creative consult, and you say, hey, Lisa, I heard you off, make the offer on your podcast, and I will give you, I'll knock off 10%, okay? But here's where I want to go. Tune into the live show. So this should take you here. Boom. I want to subscribe. So you want to go here. And this is where I wanted to show you. So see? Share this tab. So here we go. When you get here, this is where you want to get. When you get here, whoops, I knew I was supposed to turn this thing off. When you get here to the YouTube, you will see what's happening, all the happenings, all the latest. So when I say check out the archive on the show, here it is. This is the archive right here. So we are in episode 228. You can see the live, but this is when we talked about the verdict is in. I'm bringing you up to speed. Because we're moving full speed ahead. We're moving full speed ahead. So that's what's going on. Okay. Boom. All right. We're all caught up here. Okay. With that being said, what is happening? Let's do this. I did a shout out to Big Sis Media. We are on episode 229. I actually didn't even get a chance to do sound check. So that'd be the worst, right? I go talking this whole time, and then there's no sound. That'd be so horrible. Let me just make sure. Save. Boom. It's like, sure, do you want to save your login?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Sounds good. Let me, I think I got to do something fancy. Turn off the sound here. Let's turn it off, put it on vibrate. That's good. Great. Good to go. Good to go. I'm going to do a screen share. We'll come right back. Listen, so if you're tuning in, welcome. Lisa Gillette, super agent, broker, owner of Divenio Estates, serving Southern California. But if you'd like a referral to a state near you, reach out. Happily reach out. This show is meant to be edutainment, education, and information and entertainment, all in the spirit of fun, of using social media, and so we can stay connected. I also do want to mention, I am an active real estate professional, broker, owner, agent, trainer. I teach, I train agents. I'm certified, experienced in short sales, probates, foreclosures, and more importantly, working with our senior community, my more mature clientele. So I do hold that designation as a senior real estate specialist. And all that means is, you know, working with that mature clientele, especially when you're talking about aging in the home, grab bars, the home has been customized to fit them. And sometimes in the psyche of the buyer, when they see that, they will start to, you know, knock out points and discount. So work with a professional that has experience in making sure that you get top dollar for your property or your parents or grandparents' property when they decide to downsize, upsize, or decide that they're exiting out of home ownership altogether. Okay. All right. With that being said, let's get into a quick sponsor break. I'm pumped. I'm excited for this information because this really is just information for those of you who are homeowners. This affects 4.3 million homeowners. If you get your mortgage statement and it says Mr. Cooper, you probably already know what's happening. But if you don't and you've been tuning in the show over the past couple months, you're new or it caught your attention, then tune in. And by the way, it just reminded me, I need to share on the Nextdoor app. So listen, we'll be right back after this sponsor break.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
Good stuff. Shout out to Omnis Property Solutions, Omnis Preservation. Now's the time, definitely, to get in touch with a company that will make you look like a rock star. Rock star. Rock star. Evan Jefferson is in the building, ERGJ. He says, commercials, yes. I've learned from the best. I'd be remiss if I didn't have commercials. I did earlier, I shout out to Big Sis Media when we started because I just love the intro and the outros. And it just, listen, as a content creator, you've got to really love on the people that help you, you know, elevate your game. And that's the value I get from the circle that I'm in and connected to the people that I'm in. It's through Black Billionaires Club that I get connected through Big Sis Media. Big Sis Media is helping us out with our, you know, making us look great with the cuts and the video edits and the intro and the outro. So, like I said, shouting out Big Sis Media for that support. All right. And of course, Evan Jefferson, founder, creator, author of the Black Billionaires Club, book, group, ERGJ Black Bazaar, doing amazing things. In fact, Evan, I've got to get you on the show. Evan sent me a message. He says he now is the proud owner of a new hotel. A lot of game, a lot of game here, lot of G-A-M-E game. Okay, so that's my spiel. In the meantime, let's pivot here. We're going to do share screen because I like sharing screens. Boom. All right. We're going to talk about what's up with Mr. Cooper. when you go to their website, if you Google Mr. Cooper, you go to MrCooper.com. Who does this affect? Who does this apply to? Well, this currently is affecting, I actually wanted to get this out. So I want to get this out to our other group here. This is currently affecting homeowners, 4.3 million homeowners. And what I'm going to do is read to you. I'm going to read the snippet of the website here. Let's go here. Boom. We're here at the website. And the website currently says, so let's put this in the hashtag below right here. This is cyber attack. Okay. Not only are we dealing with all kinds of lawsuits, high interest rates, now one of a prominent mortgage company and mortgage servicer has been hit with a cyber attack. And this is why I wanted to talk about it, because some of you have reached out to me, which inspired me to do this show so that we can all collectively learn together. You were like, hey, is this something I need to worry about? What's up? What's going on? And yeah, so we want to make sure collectively that we are letting folks know what is happening, because this is not a Cali thing. This is nationwide. 4.3 homeowners are being affected right now. So let me see if I can do a Zoom here. Boom. How does that look? Yeah, I like it. I can read it from here. So system update is what it says. As of November 6th, so 2 days ago, and they are giving an announcement. I'll read this verbatim for you. October 31st, Mr. Cooper became the target of a cybersecurity incident and took immediate steps to lock down our systems in order to keep your data safe. Go ahead and drop my data. My data in the chat below. Gosh, you know, here's the reality, people. As we went to the mall this past weekend, I'm going to pivot real quick. I'm just going to quit tangent here. We went to the mall this past weekend, not even weekend. I think when did we go? We went Monday. Was it Monday we went? We went Monday, or maybe was it Tuesday? Monday, Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. We went Monday. I don't remember. Jeez, so much is happening. Anyway, went to the mall. We go to buy something. And they say, hey, 50% of the mall is going cashless. Gone is the saying, cash is king. Gone are the days that we have been saying cash is king. And this brings me to this point right here where we're talking about my data, keeping my data safe. If you have an opportunity, pay attention, right? Content creators, things you post, all these platforms and websites. If you scroll down, you find your settings, you find somewhere on that site or that platform, download your data, export your data. You do have the option of deleting your data. Okay, data, tomato. So it made me realize, like, what is happening? I'm currently in a constitutional law class, and right now we're following cases about Twitter potentially being regulated because it's considered a public forum. And, you know, the Constitution says that, you know, freedom of speech should be protected, but it should be neutral in public spaces like streets, sidewalks, parks, schools, and Twitter, ? So here we are experiencing something very revolutionary as it relates to technology and how we intermingle, interact with it. Here we're talking about your data as it relates to your home loans. So I'm going to continue reading this. I really was trying to get this live on Nextdoor, but my Nextdoor folks, I'm going to just give you the post for the replay because I'm like in the middle. I'm vibing right now. It's like almost flowing. I'm flowing right now. So my Nextdoor folks, shout out to Nextdoor and those who are tuning in on our radio podcast everywhere on your favorite radio podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Doing great things. Going strong. Okay. So by the way, if you just tuned in, we are talking about the cyber attack here on episode 229. What's up with Mr. Cooper? I want you to do something for me, because I like when we've got a growing listening and viewing audience. I want you to press 1, lets me know you're here. 2, lets me know you shared it, because someone needs to hear this. You're a homeowner, 1 out of the 4.3 million. This is just one mortgage company. Okay, so in California, the school district, the largest school district, also had this cyber attack. And they pretty much held the data for ransom. You paying attention? They held the school data for ransom. That's your kids' information. They've got date of birth, their medical records, emergency contact, your contact, if you're a parent, all kinds of stuff. They held that data, including school, you know, teachers' information, social security numbers, held that for ransom. And said, pay us or we will release this information. And the school said, we don't negotiate with terrorists. And guess what they did? They released the information. So that whole thing went under investigation, going through the whole process. And since recently, I've noticed my son's Chromebook now has an extra layer of security that it did not have before. VPNs. VPNs are going to be a lot more popular as we go forward in the future. A lot more popular to have an extra layer of security. Okay, let's continue here. This is what we're talking about. Let's see. Boom. I'm going to continue reading. So here I'm saying, in an effort to restore services to our valued customers, says Mr. Cooper, we are now able to provide limited information about your loan on our website. Please note that the information available in your online account currently reflects your loan status as of October 31st, 2023. So here we are, November 6th. They're still working. They've limited. They're trying to gain control of what is happening, what information, if anything, has been compromised, right? So they say information is being updated continuously, and we encourage you to check your online account often as more information becomes available. We are working diligently to restore the remaining services and will continue to provide updates as they become available. Please visit https://incident.mrcooperinfo.com for ongoing updates. Now, I wanted to talk about this as a separate issue to what's happening in the real estate industry. Why? Because we're talking about your data and your mortgage payment. You want to stay on top of this. Why? Because that little thing called late payments. So your mortgage, by the way, let's talk about the cool thing about homeownership. Homeownership, as a homeowner, as opposed to being a renter, you can pay your mortgage and still be considered on time up to 15 days in the month. Meaning on day 16, it is considered late. Can't do that with rent so much. I know I manage property. So by day 6, we're assessing you with a $100 late fee. Can't do that as a renter. Can't say I'll pay you then and expect that there's not going to be any, you know, penalties. But with homeownership, it gives you that flexibility, which is a great thing, because if you're paid on different pay cycles, right, every week, once a month, twice a week, you're an independent contractor waiting for your account receivables. It gives you that flexibility, which is great news. Now, here's where I want to go with this. I want you to pay attention if you or someone you know is being infected by this cyber attack on Mr. Cooper. You may not be able to log on line, but I'd suggest stay offline right now. Let them work out the kinks. Because what you don't want is a fake login page that makes it look like you're logging in, and then you're putting in all your password and your email. And then what happens is it's really just a landing page to phish information. And then now all of a sudden your email passwords are being reset. Your bank account is being reset. Your bank account is being hacked. That's how that works. If they can hack in, oftentimes they can then create a front page and then fish for information. So I probably stay offline until they work out the kinks. If you haven't made your mortgage payment, it doesn't hurt to go get a money order, send it, you know, certified return mail or priority with a tracking, some form of tracking, because the USPS snail mail has been delayed. And I've noticed things that people are sending to me with delivery confirmation and tracking is getting here 3 weeks after the 2-day priority. A lot of moving parts in the world of what we've gotten used to, instant gratification, where your mail got there instantly, your payment got there instantly. It doesn't hurt right now to stay offline, off the portal that's being affected. Let them work out the kinks and send in your mortgage payment. You've got until the 15th, send it on time. They may give you a grace on that. If you clearly have not been able to make your payments online, that's the issue that has been affecting a lot of people who've been paying online. They have not been able to do that. So if you want to make sure you're on top of it, don't wait until they say, listen, go grab a check, go get a temporary check from the bank, money order, cashier's check for your mortgage. Stick that in the mail with the tracking. So here's what I'm recommending, right? So this is recommended. You can do what you want. You're grown. You're grown. Do what you want. So recommended to make your payment. So one, money order, check. Two, mail to Mr. Cooper with a tracking number. Three, or pay by phone. You might be able to pay by phone. Don't be opposed to that as well. I know some of my matured clients, they no longer are dealing with the checkbooks, but they also are not comfortable with going online. So I know one of my matured senior client, he pays by phone. He makes his payment by phone. He says he gets a confirmation number, and he writes down who he spoke with. He gets their little extension or ID number, and he makes a note of it, and he's good to go. He has not had an issue with that thus far. So you might want to check that out, okay? So while this is going underway, I recommend in terms of your payment, stay offline. Let them work this stuff out. Don't stress yourself out trying to get in there and make a payment because it's so convenient. I know with this minimal inconvenience, it's best that we protect your data, right? Your data, you said my data, protect your data, send a money order, a check to mail to Mr. Cooper with a tracking and number three, or pay by phone. All right, that's what we're talking about here. Okay, that's the big news today. We're going to make today short, sweet, and awesome. Why? Because it's my husband's birthday and we're going to go out and celebrate him. And do that. If you received a text message from me or an email from my son, let me pull this around. Okay, boom. Get into personal matters and business. If you received an email from my son, Lathan, or a text message from us inviting you to support his current campaign, his school is fundraising, and it also supports foster youth out in Miami, he gets to participate in an activity called Color Run. And it's a fun day for the kids to really make fundraising fun. Right now, the grand prize is a PS5, and he hasn't really asked for much. He's an awesome student. This last grading period, he got straight A's. He's on his third instrument. He's an advanced orchestra and band, and really proud of him. So we are pushing him because this is something he's vying for. He's wanting to do. And he's wanting to win the grand prize. So if you've gotten that invitation from us, please go ahead and donate to that link to his campaign page. I will drop it here. Let me see if I have it. I have to find it. Let me see. I might have it here. Like I said, personal business. I could do that. Tagging my cousin. I could do that. I could say something. Okay. So boom, here. And go right here. So here's the link here. I'll pull it up here. It's a epic O It's epicowms.causevox, that's CAUSE.vox.com/Lathen, spelled L-E-I-T-H-E-N dash Williams. And what that'll do is that'll bring you to his campaign page. And I'm going to share with you what that looks like. So we're going to go there. Boom. Now, you know,
I love me some Lathen.
All right. There you go. So he's at 750. We want to get him to have a good, nice spread. And again, this goes to support a school and a youth in Miami. And it's a good cause. And they love it. The kids have fun. The Epic team come out to the school. They do sports activity. They, you know, it's run in colors and paint, and they just get all, you know, messy and fun, and all in a competitive spirit for a good cause. And I encourage you, if you're not part of something where you volunteer, you donate, it's a good thing. We've gotten our kids involved in marathon runs where they will run for a good cause. Our youngest, Kyla, I call her Kyla Bear. Kyla is 5, and she completed her first 5K last October. In fact, a year ago, she completed her first 5K marathon with us, and it was to raise money for the unhoused, to provide food and supplies, et cetera, and really great cause. So if not this one, it is that time of year for fundraising and donating to good causes during this holiday season. And with that, I am signing off. Appreciate you. Have a powerful, productive week. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Take care, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent.